A year ago, when a Minnesota House committee was contemplating a bill that would have eliminated the profile of learning, three administrators from the North St. Paul Maplewood Oakdale School District testified on behalf of the profile. One of them was curriculum director Joe Wimette.
Some say the profile is too complicated to understand. You're being encouraged to go back to basics. I believe, in fact, that the profile is basic, however. A basic set of rules and guidelines for our students are going to live in the world of the 21st century.
The profile of learning, sometimes called the high standards, is designed to complement the high-stakes basic skills tests. It requires students show achievement in 24 of 48 standards through a variety of assignments. Many teachers in the North St. Paul district say public testimony like Wimette's give the impression that everyone in the district supports the profile. Away from the Capitol, in the more private setting of the North High Teachers Lounge, opinions on the profile are a bit more contentious. Grant Pilkus, who teaches industrial arts, says the profile of learning is based on the flawed premise that a curriculum can be standardized.
All of a sudden, I have somebody reaching into my classroom and telling me how to teach. And without any knowledge of what my students are, who they are, or what they can accomplish, each student brings to the classroom the best they have to offer. And it's up to us as teachers to determine how best to approach each one of those students. And it doesn't happen with a nice set of standards set by somebody who isn't in that classroom, who doesn't understand what each one of those students have to offer.
In another part of the school, Joan Segner is preparing her students for a grammar quiz.
I have some students that look for commas and they go by commas. Don't do that. Look for subjects and verbs. Look for clauses.
Segner's grammar class is not a required course, but it has become so popular with students that it fills 8 sections a year. Segner says the imposition of the profile of learning assumes she doesn't know what she's doing.
I guess I feel, in a way, almost insulted because I think I've been fairly successful in my teaching, and I think I've been giving kids what they need to know, and I feel like someone has suddenly handed me something and said, here, wear this and make it fit, and it doesn't fit.
Segner says the graduation standards project that she is required to teach in ninth grade isn't appropriate for those students.
They are told to research some nonfiction material and then choose a two-sided issue and put it on a poster, having read extensively about it. I know they're not reading the articles, but they're making the posters and presenting them to the class, and I know the reading hasn't happened. I've asked them later, and they've admitted that no, they're not doing the reading, and it's that the reading is not appropriate to their age level.
Part of the problem for the English department at North is that the district decided to try and fit the graduation standards into an existing curriculum. The math department, on the other hand, was in the process of switching to a new curriculum known as integrated math at the time the graduation standards were adopted. Teacher Ellen Delaney says the standards came along at just the right time for her department.
The grad standards matched our thinking, and it said we want kids to perform. We don't want them to just memorize a bunch of facts. We want them to know what they're doing, when they're doing it. And it gave us, I guess, a further push, I would say. But I think we were already there.
Ellen Delaney is the chair of the math department at North High and was the Minnesota Teacher of the Year in 1998. Delaney says she supports the profile of learning because it forces teachers to reevaluate how they teach.
I think that it's helping us because there's been more conversation about curriculum, kids, teaching, and learning than has happened in the other 20 years of my teaching. More has happened in the last two than ever before. And I think just that fact alone makes them worth all of the struggle that they've created.
Stan Rosen teaches in the Business Education Department. He says he likes the standards because they make teachers accountable for what goes on in the classroom.
Somebody has to hold educators accountable just as they do in business. School is a business. It's an education. It's millions and millions, billions of dollars. Somebody's got to hold people accountable. And whether it's the public holding us accountable or whether it's the legislature, I feel there has to be accountability there. And so I think as a result of the grad standards, we're not only holding students accountable, but we're also holding teachers and educators responsible. And I think that's good.
But others, like social studies teacher Tom Hagel, say they were accountable before the graduation standards came along.
As I walk into that classroom, first and foremost, I'm accountable to that student. I mean, I have a moral and ethical obligation to make sure that I'm doing my job correctly. Second of all, I'm accountable to the parents. And that's hence the reason that we are contacting parents constantly. I mean, either by phone or by mail, or we have parent-teacher conferences. We're accountable to the school board. We're accountable to the administration. We're accountable to our colleagues. And all of a sudden, it's as if there's been this vacuum where we haven't had a sense of accountability. That's wrong.
The division over the profile at North High reflects the difference of opinion among teachers across the state. Polls conducted last January and October by Education Minnesota show about 40% of the union's members would scrap the new system, about half would improve it, and 9% in both polls said they would keep it as it is. State education officials say they're working to improve acceptance of the profile by teachers. Teams from the Department of Children, Families, and Learning have been visiting districts this year to help with the implementation. CFL Standards Specialist Diane Sirksena says teacher complaints seem to be down.
I honestly can tell you that I'm hearing no objection to statewide standards. There's still a corner to turn on some of the implementation issues, but I think the hard political part is behind us in the sense that people have accepted that it is the role of the state to spell out what a diploma in Minnesota should look like.
But the implementation issues are turning some educators against the standards. Several teachers at North High say they were initially enthusiastic, but have since changed their minds. Social studies teacher Kari Johannesson says she looked at the profile of learning as a way to improve her teaching, but after seeing how it worked in her classroom, she was disappointed.
I'm having a lot of difficulties with it, and I don't see the benefits. I don't feel like we're more rigorous now than we were. I think we had a pretty good program to begin with, and we had to make a lot of changes for logistics' sake.
Johannesson says the record-keeping logistics are a nightmare for teachers and need to be simplified. For Minnesota Public Radio, I'm Jim Bickle in North St. Paul.